Hey there, looks like you're awake again. What's wrong? Are you having trouble sleeping? Oh, that's too bad. I'm on duty tonight and you're my only patient. So I can keep you company if you'd like. Is there anything I can get for you? A shower? I don't know. The doctor said you should stay off your feet for another day or two. And there's no one here to help me to get you in and out of bed. I don't think I'll be able to move you all by myself. But I could give you a sponge bath. I know it's not quite the same as a hot shower, but I'm sure you'll feel more relaxed afterwards. It should help you get to sleep. Does that sound okay? Great, great. Give me a few seconds to get my stuff and I'll be right back. Okay, I'm all set. Let me help you out of that gown. No, don't sit up. I'll roll you onto your side and slip it off. You need to move as little as possible after that surgery. There. I'll get started now. We'll just start here on your chest. How's that? The water is nice and warm, isn't it? I'll do your arms now. First the right one, then the left. Now I'm moving down to your stomach. And now just a little bit lower to, oh my! You seem to have a little bit of a boner popping up there. Oh, don't worry about it. I don't mind. I have that effect on most men. It's these low-cut tops they make us wear. I can't help but be practically spilling out of it. Big boob problems, I guess. And it's okay. You don't have to pretend you don't notice my breasts. I want you to look if it makes you relax. But I think I better skip over your groin area for now. We wouldn't want you to, you know, make a mess while I'm trying to make you all nice and clean. I'll just move down here to your feet. Maybe by the time I work my way back up, you'll be a little bit more composed. Is the water still warm enough? Good. I'm going to wash your calves now. Then your knees. Now your thighs. And now your hips. And now I'll move in here between your legs and, well, the situation doesn't seem to be improving itself, does it? But I really do need to wash your penis. Do you think you will ejaculate if I touch it? You're sure now? Okay, I'll wash it for you. But if you feel like you're going to ejaculate, I want you to tell me so I can stop, okay? All right, just try to relax for me. I'll load up this sponge with a lot more soap and hot water. How you doing? You got a funny look on your face. You're not going to come, are you? Okay, I'm going to trust you. I'm going to do your testicles now. I'll be gentle with them. These are pretty sensitive, aren't they? I think your penis is harder now than when I was washing it. You must really like having your testicles played with. Okay, I think I'm done. And unfortunately, your erection is harder than ever. I think we're just going to have to accept the fact that your penis is extremely horny and there is no point in waiting for your erection to go away. Just out of curiosity, was it my cleavage or the washing that made you this hard? A little of both, huh? Well, I can't say I'm surprised. I do have great tits. And the hot soapy water must have felt really nice. But we're going to have to find a creative way to get rid of that boner. I don't think you're going to get much sleep if all you've got is a hard, achy penis to contend with. And with your arms as weak as they are, I don't think you'll be able to take care of this on your own. I probably shouldn't even say this, but would you mind if I helped you out, you know, with your hard penis? Since you can't use your hands, maybe I could use mine for you. I've never done anything like this for a patient before, but I can see how much discomfort you must be in. Why don't I hold it in my hand for a minute, just so you can see how it feels? Wow, it's even harder than it looks. I can feel it throbbing, too. It doesn't hurt when I touch it, right? How about when I squeeze it? And when I grip it even tighter? It still feels good? Okay, I'm going to give it a few slow strokes now. But wait, let me get some lotion. I have some right here. Okay. Still good? Good. Just lay still and enjoy this. I'm going to take such good care of you and your hard penis. After all, I am an excellent nurse, and it's my job to make my patients feel good. And I guess if that means jerking off a young man who just had double shoulder surgery, then that's what I'll have to do. Is it okay if I massage your testicles with my other hand? I think that might help you ejaculate a little faster. No, don't do that. No, you need to stay still. Thrusting your hips like that and humping my fist might feel good now, but you'll be sorry if it causes your stitches to rip open. Is there something wrong with a hand job? Do you want me to go faster? Maybe grip you a little bit tighter? Okay, but my hands are getting a little tired. I don't know how much longer I can keep this up. Especially if I have to stroke you even faster. How's that feel? Do you think you might be able to ejaculate soon? Why don't you try looking at my tits again? Yeah, that's right. Look at my big tits while I stroke your penis. Think about how nice it would be to touch them. To suck on them. Are you getting close now? No? Damn it, my hands are almost worn out. I'm sorry, but I need to stop for a minute or two. My hands need a rest. I'm sorry I made you so horny. I feel like it's my responsibility to make you ejaculate now. I just wish my hands and arms weren't getting so tired. You know, I don't have to just jerk you off. I guess I could suck on your penis instead. Would you have a problem with that? I know how to give a good blowjob. I promise you'll like it. So is that okay with you? Thanks. You're really going to like this. I'm going to suck it slowly for you, and I'll use a lot of tongue. Relax, baby. This shouldn't take long. Let me lick the tip here. Mmm. You taste good. Mmm. There's some precum coming out. Let me lick that. Yeah. Yeah. Now I'll stick your cock in my mouth and lick more of it. Yeah. Hey, I said not to thrust like that. Just focus on how my tongue swirls around your penis while I suck it. You see how good that feels? Blowjobs don't have to be fast and sloppy. Sweet and slow is always better. At least they are when you spend as much time licking the tip as I do. I said stop thrusting. You're throbbing harder now. I can feel it. I know. Are you about to ejaculate? Good. Just let me suck it out of you, okay? I don't want your cute semen all over the place. Just come in my mouth and let me swallow it. Oh, very good. That was a big load of semen. You must have really needed that. Oops. It looks like there's just a little bit more coming out of the tip there. Here, let me get it. There. That should be all of it now. You taste good. Now I want you to try and get some sleep now. You look much more relaxed than you were earlier. I think the sponge bath really helped. I'll check back with you in a few hours. If you still can't sleep by then, I'll have to think of another way to make you relax. And for God's sakes, don't tell anybody.